Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and I am just blessed again to be amongst the land of the living, to be able to bring the Word of God to those that are listening tonight. It is not by chance or happenstance that you have tuned in tonight to hear a word from the Lord. I am just so grateful and gracious to have you tune in tonight to hear another word from the Lord and receive another nugget. Again, this is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I just want to say thank you for you setting aside time to spend with the Lord at this hour. I am just going to let you know, tonight is going to be another delightful night as we journey through some verses, and we are going to sit at God's table, and we are going to dine with him and delight ourselves in his holy word. And we have with us tonight, again, part two. Our guest is Pastor Crow. He is with us again, and I'm so delighted that he is with us again to bring us another piece of God's message, that we can eat of the bread and drink of the living water. Pastor Crow, say good evening to those who are listening tonight.
Well, good evening, Sister Carnita Smith and Brother Hunter. I spoke to him earlier. I just want to thank God for another opportunity to share in his word, and thank God for another opportunity to let him, through the Holy Spirit, speak to us and through us. And I just want to thank you. My parents always taught me that you don't ever want to wear your welcome out, so you can't, so you won't be invited again. So I'm glad I got a chance another to come.
Well, you know, we may have started something here, you and I. I tell you, when brothers and sisters come together in Christ on one accord, the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ goes forth, that others will come to know him in the pardoning of their sins, that they would draw into him and receive the living water that he has for us all. So drink tonight and eat of a table that's planned out for the, by the King. So I just want to say again, Pastor Crow, last Thursday was such a delight. I tell you, I hadn't taken so many notes, and I just want to dive right into our part two. I don't want to waste any time because I know so many of us are eager and hungry, and we just want to get right to the table and pull up our napkins and just dress ourselves for a good plate of food. And so I just want to ask you this. Now, last Thursday, you talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and you laid some good food out for us to receive, some good mustard greens, some good cornbread, some good oxtail smothered in gravy with a side bowl of white rice. So I just want you to continue in that way with your part two of this lesson. Now, as we talked earlier today, last week was such a blessing for us, and I just love the way you had stated in short last Thursday, and I made note of that, during these closing days of grace, God wants to get the glory out of our lives. How do we accomplish that in times like this, where the economy seems to be in chaos, and mothers are against daughters, and fathers are against sons, and murder happens every day of the hour? How do we accomplish God getting the glory out of our lives in such a time like this? I'm going to allow you to answer, and you can go right into part two of our lesson.
Well, Well, thank you once again and again. I want to thank Brother Hunter, the work of the Holy Spirit, for allowing us this chance. And one of the things that I mentioned on last week was a New Testament word, let. In the Old Testament, it was you shall. In the New Testament, it's let. What we have to do as believers in Christ, let the Holy Spirit have his way in our lives. Let him do it. He can do it. And souls be saved. And lives can be won. You know, I talked about the closing days of grace. We were talking about the dispensations. Dispensations in life is when God does a particular thing during a certain period of time. And if you start with the dispensation of innocence, all the way to where we are now, the dispensation of grace, God is still using us to spread his word in these closing days of grace. One of the things that I want to speak about tonight in conjunction with last week to show why there is a need to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Now, there are still those that have not accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And that's two scriptures that I want to invite to your attention. One scripture is found in John 1 and 1. And if you have your Bible, then you could turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. And we'll read all the way down to that seventh verse. Now, I want you to put a little notation there, and I also want you to go over to Genesis 1. That's where we'll end up. That's where we'll get our little text from. But I want to start out over in the book of John, chapter 1. Let's look at 1 through 7, and there again is some golden nuggets that God wants to share with us in our life, and he wants to give us the power to do his evangelism work. If you have it, if you know it, just read along with me, John 1 and 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was God." Second verse says, "The same was in the beginning with God." "All things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made." Fourth verse says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Now, to just make sure you know where I'm coming from, if you go down to that 14th verse, that 14th verse says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, I want you now to turn, and we'll get to that, turn to Genesis 1. I always like to point this out. This was God taught me this a long time ago by my pastor, and I've never forgotten it. I always want to, when God give me a chance, share it with others. Now, when we go to Genesis 1 and 1, we want to look at those first four verses. Look what it says. You follow me. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. There was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from dark. Now, one of the things I want to point out, just as a matter of reference, is that most of the time when we open God's Word, many people tend to think that Genesis 1 and 1 is actually the beginning of the Bible. Say God, through doctrinal teaching, through Bible school, Sunday school, when we really find out that Genesis 1 and 1 is not the beginning. If you really want to go to the beginning, and the Bible, we've been told, is not in any definite chronological order. But when we do talk about the first, and Genesis is the book of beginning, you got to go back to John 1 and 1, because Genesis deals with time. John 1 and 1 deals with eternity. So we have to make the difference between time and eternity. As you notice, in eternity, old preacher used to say it was before there was anything. Before there was a left and a right, a north and a south, or east and a west, it was eternity. And when we study John 1 and 1, we talk about the divinity of Christ. Look what it says. Just for a few minutes with it. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was. Now let's back up and let me tell you how the Holy Spirit talked to me through my. Number one, we say, in the beginning was the Word. That means Christ pre-existed. I'm talking about in eternity. And the Word was with God. He coexisted with God. And the Word was God. He self-existed with God. So in the beginning, I'm talking about before it was a, before he created, before time came, before late, before past, present, future. In the beginning, the Word pre-existed with God. The Word coexisted with God. And the Word self-existed. Let me take you one more round. Maybe somebody didn't get that. In the beginning was the Word, is that the Word originated. The Word originated with God. And the Word was with God, his association with God. And the Word was God, his identification as God. But in the beginning, I'm talking about before there was a when, where, what, the how. The Word originated, associated, and identified with God. Let me make one more round and make sure you're with me today. In the beginning was the Word. We have that word commencement. Now, when we talk about commencement, we talk about when there's a fulfillment of our college or high school, there's a commencement, which really means beginning. So we, after a person have achieved their academics and their diplomas and award, it's their beginning of their what? Professional career. So in the beginning was the Word commencement. And the Word was with God. That's companionship. And the Word was God. That's the character. In the beginning was the Word. And guess what? In that 14th verse, and the Word became flesh. I just had to run that by you right quick now. Some of my friends probably don't hold that view, but I just want you to know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the beginning, he pre-existed, and he coexisted, and he self-existed. In the beginning was the Word. He originated with God. He associated with God. He identified with God. In the beginning was the Word. He commencement. his companionship and his character, oh, that mercy, and it was became flesh. But now, that's eternity. That's a whole other conversation. But now look at Genesis 1 and 1. When we get to what? Time. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was, and I want you to make note of this, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the depth. Now here's our thought for the night. If you look with me spiritually, what you have in these verses, if we look at it spiritually, is the portrait of the life of a man without Christ. What we have here is the example of a life that does not know Jesus. In the pardoning of their sin. I would argue, according to the word, their life is formless, their life is void, and their life is dust. Well, preacher, how you say that? How you say, well, look with me spiritually. Now, if we looked up the word form, we see that form, according to Webster, is a procedure of conduct as judged by social standards. Now, we could be formless spiritually. But some would say, but now, I have form in my life because I'm in a physical sense. Because I was in the Army, I made it through grade school, I graduated. There is some form in my life, but I just want to let you know that if you don't know Jesus in the pardoning of your sin, your life is formless. Your life is void. And that formless, you could be rich and still spiritually be formless. You could be poor and still spiritually be formless. You could be in the middle class, the low class, or no class. Without Jesus, your life is formless. You could be educated or uneducated. You don't know Jesus. Your life is formless. You could be in the military, the Navy, the Air Force, Marine, and we know they teach discipline and form now. But if you don't know Jesus in the pardoning of your sin, your life is formless. Now, if I had to get a witness here, Jesus himself, Paul says in Philippians 2 and 7, Jesus took on the form of a servant. And all my prayer today is that anybody that don't know Jesus, anybody that don't know him as a doctor in the sick room, anybody don't know him as a way out of no way, anybody don't know him as a heart fixer and a mind regulator, I want to introduce you to him today. I want you to ask him to come into your life and bring some what? Form. Even Jesus took on the what? Form of a servant. Now, number two, let's look at that word void. Now, when you look up that word void, you deal with emptiness. And I tell you, I mean, it don't matter whether you, again, you can be rich, poor, learn, unlearn, money, no money. You can have it all and don't have none at all. If you don't know Jesus, and that's who we push today. That's why Brother Hunter and Sister God provides them with the radio station today, because the word that will go out at their, but they realize that life is still something missing. And life is still, what is in my life be part of? nation of God. Part of the regeneration of God. Sanctification of God. Nation. Part of the justification of God. If you don't know Jesus, and I don't know how many times I'm going to keep repeating it, the pardon of your sin. I know I'd have some equipment. I know somebody out there in Radio Land. You know where I'm coming from. I just need an amen from you, wherever you are. If you don't know Jesus, the heart of your sin. You're like, you might have money. You might have honey. You might have a house, car, the truck, and the Yamaha. Let me throw a scripture in here. Romans 4:14, Paul says, salvation not by the law, but faith through grace. And that 14th verse says, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. I'm talking about the voidness. Isaiah 55:11 says, God's word is sure. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Once the Holy Spirit sits on the throne of your life and you follow where he leads and you eat where he feeds, there is a fullness in life. Now, if I had a whole bunch of time, I'd talk about some spiritual fullness that satisfied our deepest need, because there's a thirst in someone's life. There's a itch in somewhere's life. There's a something that it just can't be filled with money, can't be filled with education. You got all of that, but still there's a what? A voidness. And all Amen. I'm telling you today, that you could be filled with the Spirit. If I had time, I'd take you to Malachi 3:10. When we give our tithe, there's a fullness of blessing when we tithe. John 15:11 says there's a fullness of joy. And we studied last week that that's one of the inward fruits. Love, joy, and peace. I'm talking about joy, Sister Smith, like you said, even in a economy that's not doing well, you can still have joy. How can you have joy? Because your life is filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:18 say a fullness of the what? Spirit. And oh my Lord, I don't want to go back to that, but that's what the Holy Spirit does. He fills our life with what? Inward fruit and upward fruit and outward fruit. So there is a what? Joy. There's a voidness, and there might be somebody under the sound of my voice. You know what I'm. You got it all. All your dreams, all your desires have been filled. You've accomplished the American dream. You've studied where you want to study. You have what you want to have. But still, there's a voidness. There's somebody that's poor out there. You feel like the whole world is against you. You feel like you can. But let me tell you something. When Christ comes into your life, he can fill your void. That void that you have for liquor, that void that you have for wrongdoing, that void that you, he can fill your void. And I ought to have a witness out there somewhere to say, yeah, preacher, I met him a long time ago, and he will fill your joy. Now, let me hurry on and close. And that next word, look what it say. Look what it say. In darkness, moved upon the face of the dead. That darkness. Not only is your life formless spiritually, not only is your life void spiritually and physically, but there's a darkness in your life. There's a part of you that you don't even like your own self. I'm reminded of Paul, one of the great writers of the Bible. He said, look here. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, man, there's some things that I do that I shouldn't do. I don't want to do them, but I do them. And the things that I should do, I don't do. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who can deliver me from, and I want to let you know today, there's some darkness in your life. But look what it says. Thank be to God when he came with his redemption plan. When Adam fell in the garden, if you go to Matthew 4:16, when he sent his son Jesus Christ, when he took on the form of a servant and condescended through 42 generations, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, he said, I'm coming not for the Jews first, but he said, I got a group of Gentiles that's sitting in darkness. You got to read Matthew, that 14th chapter. And you know who was sitting in darkness, you and I? I wish I had two or three people out there. Ain't nobody watching, but just wave your hand. We sat in darkness, but a great light came through. First John 3:4 says, man loved darkness rather than light.
Amen.
Some people rather do wrong than to do right. It, because we were what, born in sin. We were shaping in iniquity. And because that part of our flesh that was made from the earth, there's a darkness that if we don't let Christ come in, it'll rule our life.
Mm.
Ephesians 6:12 say, we war not against principalities, but against rulers of darkness in the world. Well, preacher, how did I get that? Through spiritual blindness, through spiritual dullness, and that dullness when we fix our hearing. 1 John 2:11 say, he that hateth his brother, Lord have mercy, lives in darkness. The ignorance of God puts us in what? Darkness. And the hard-heartedness in our lives, what? Puts us in darkness. That's why God provided a way for this radio station to go out to others, because somebody needs to hear a word that could change their life from void to a spiritual foot. Somebody needs to hear a word that their life can be spiritually filled and physically filled. And somebody needs to hear that you don't have to walk in darkness. Well, I'm getting close to my clothes now. And old preachers used to say, I done painted myself in a corner. And I got to find me a way out, because I'm talking about spiritual voidness and darkness and voidness. How you get out of it, preacher? Well, it's right there in that same verse. What it says? And the what? Spirit of God moved. And I want to let you know something today. If you hear my voice, he want to move on your life.
Oh, amen.
God's spirit wants to what? Move in. Like last week we talked about he was the what? Abiding guest. He wants to be the abiding guest in your life. He wants to be the spiritual dynamo in your life. He wants to what? Move in. Sit on the throne of your life. 1 John 2:8 says, darkness is past, but truth and light shine. And then you go back to that Matthew, that 14, that fourth verse, that 16, they saw a great light. And if you go to John 9:15, say, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the light. And I want to let you know he is the light. Look here, Matthew 5:14 says, ye are the light of the world. When he comes into our life, people like Sister Smith, people like the prophetess that was on our line the other night, people like Brother Hunter, those of us that let the Holy Spirit use us, we are children of light. We just want to let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Paul said in Ephesians 5:8, we ought to walk as children of light. My prayer tonight.
That's all I know is yes.
You don't know Jesus. In the pardon of your sin, you can come to know him.
Just hold on.
You need to find a Bible believing church. You need to search yourself. Because darkness wants you to remain armless. He wants you to remain void, and he wants you to stay in dark. But I want to let you know, Jesus, the light of the world, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, he became poor that we might be rich.
Amen.
Took on the form of a servant. You, Menasco, when Holy Spirit come in, I have to tell a story because it's not any kind of story. It's his story. I'm talking about the one that was stretched wide, lifted high, and dropped low. I'm talking about the one that took the abuse for you and I. He died on a hill called Calvary. And my prayer today is that you come to know who he is so there can be a fullness in your life. I want to thank you, Sister Smith and Brother Hunter, and I pray that somebody that don't know him come to know who he is. And I pray that those of us that let him come, we can look at this verse and share it with others and let them know that they need Jesus Christ. Now, not only did he die, but he got up. Oh, people say, don't leave him in the grave. Got to make sure he got up third day morning with all power. And he got power to turn you from a formless life to a form life. He got up so that your life wouldn't have to be what? Void. He could fill it up with spiritual joy, spiritual wisdom. And he got up so that you would not have to live in darkness. Thank you, Sister Smith.
Wow, I tell you, I have just so been delighted and ate very, very well tonight from the table that has been prepared for us to eat. Pastor Crow, I'll always tell you thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit and carrying out the work and the plan of God through spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we would all step up to the plate, and I'm going to illustrate, step up to the plate in this baseball game and swing that bat called the gospel of Jesus Christ and allow it to fly across all of these folks that we know that are formless, who want to hold on to a void and empty life, and who want to walk in total darkness. And this is why I see, Pastor Crow, and you may concur with me, but I see that this world that we are passing through in is a dark place.
Yeah.
And the chaos remains because of a formless spiritual life and a void and emptiness and a dark way of living.
Yeah.
And the more that we, as believers in Christ Jesus, step up and just do your part, no matter how big or small it is, just press your way. And this is the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's proclaimed that he stretched wide and he, what? Lifted high, and he was dropped low, as you explained to us, and then on that third day he got up for our sins and paid the price that we will have eternal life. Pastor Crow, I want to take this moment right now, and we're going to open up the lines for those of you who are listening who may have a question concerning your life and your spiritual walk as you go through this journey that maybe you just need to be prayed for. You need to give your life to Christ and be restored. We need a revival. Revival means restoration, to be restored back to God. So we are here for you, pray with you, to help you come to a better understanding. Pastor Crow can help your mind be expanded and not just be so narrow that you can see what God has for you. And we just welcome you tonight to unmute your phone and want to ask a question. Please prepare yourself to ask a question of Pastor Crow. And we are going to pray a prayer of salvation for those that are listening tonight or for those who may be saved listening, and there's someone around you that may want to come to know him.
Amen.
And so we want to pray for those tonight that are listening, and that you prepare your heart to receive this beautiful gift. Salvation is a gift. And the Holy Spirit can take residence in your heart and grow you to be purposeful to God. So, Pastor Crow, if you will, if you mind, if you don't mind, would you go ahead and help those along the way come to know him and pray with them and for them? And please, prepare your heart now. We can pray all day long, but you want the gift that is here for everybody to receive. If you just call on him and stretch your arms out and be sincere with a whole heart.
Amen.
Pray with Pastor Crow. Go right ahead, Brother Crow.
All right. All heads bowed. All eyes closed. All hearts lifted. Our Father in heaven, we come right now with bowed heads and humble hearts saying thank you. Thank you for another chance. We want to thank you for being better to us than we have been to our own self. Now we know why the psalmist wrote, if I had 10,000 tongues, still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. And we heavily admit that we have not done it all right. Matter of fact, we've missed the mark. Matter of fact, we've sinned and come short of your glory. But right now, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us. Give us another chance. Make us better on this hour than we were on the last. Now, Lord, we pray that your gospel, which comes to a man and gets in a man and works for a man and goes out to other men, we pray that your word will fill the void heart, shape the formless life, and let us walk as children of light. There might be someone that don't know you in the pardoning of their sin. There might be someone that have not proclaimed your word. We pray right now your salvation, your love, your grace, and your mercy to them right now. Pray that they come to know who you are in the pardoning of their sin. We pray that those of us that you have blessed to be, lift up the bloodstained battle, fill us with your spirit. Help us to march strong in these closing days of grace, telling the dying world Jesus Christ is Lord. Telling the dying world, you do not have to live a formless life. You don't have to live a void life. You don't have to lead a life in darkness. We know somebody. His name is Jesus. And he can save our soul. We thank you now for not being stuck with the penalty of sin. We know that those of us that love you and believe it in our heart and confess it with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, we have a heavenly home. We thank you for what you are doing, because some of us, Lord, we still, even though you have saved us, we are still being free from the power of sin. Some things, you're still working on us. You ain't finished with us yet. But thank God for giving us freedom from the power of sin. And one glad morning, we'll be free from the presence of sin. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your gospel will go out and motivate your heirs to go out and try to share your love with those that don't know you. Thank you now. And we keep in mind that it's not us, but it's your Holy Spirit. We learned on last week, he is the testifier. Let your will be done in our lives. We pray for those that don't know you, that they come to know who you are in the pardoning of that sin. We thank you now. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Croker, praying that. But I just pray that you have received the most beautiful gift that you've ever received in your life, and that is salvation from God the Father, received them by faith, believe by faith, and know that Jesus died on that cross for the penalty of our sins. Reach forth to the God that saves, the God that provides, the God that will give, but the God, he wants obedience out of his children, to trust him and obey him. And I just thank you so much again, Pastor Crow. I just wanted to open the lines up for those who may have a question or a share moment for Pastor Crow to share with us on how the Holy Spirit has revealed himself to you or has prompted you to do something to show the fruit that lives within inside of us, that love, the joy, the peace, the self-control, goodness, and kindness. Just and even if you just have a question concerning with what Pastor Crow taught today, and maybe you were with us on last Thursday, and I just want to remind you that you can always go back and listen to these lessons on the website. And I just want to share the website with you at this moment before we get to the question and answer. And that is, and if you would make note of it, it's www.kask, all one word, K-A-S-K, kaskmedia.com. And you would click on the Listen tab, and then you would search for today's date or last Thursday, and you would click on that particular date, and you would listen to the program to refamiliarize yourself, or if you missed a verse or a scripture, then you can go back and listen to this and make note of that. So please don't miss that. I'm going to repeat it again, www.kaskmedia.com. So for those of you who are listening, if you would like to ask Pastor Crow a question, please do that at this moment. Before our program ends, so that we can get as many questions as we can within the remaining time of our program. So please chime in and make yourself known, and I will give you an opportunity to speak up. So for those of you, if you could make yourself known at this time. If not, we will just continue to go on in our program. Is there anyone who would like to ask a question?
Amen. Well, I'll say this much to you. We have had some difficulties. I've fought through it. I finally got the lines all open up right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'd like to share something up.
Who is this?
This is Charlotte Corpus.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to share a devotional that I read every week with a friend at work, and she wanted me to get the web address so she could give the address to a friend so she could order it online. And when I gave the other girl the web address, she was all excited, and she said, "Oh, I'm so excited! I wanted you to give me this right away." And so I was excited for her, and that made me feel good to know that she wanted that devotional. So it made me feel good to know that this other girl, you know, wanted it and had given the one girl one already, and her friend wanted one, too, and that made me feel good. to know that she was interested in the same, you know, in the devotional that talks about, you know, the Bible, read the scripture and everything, and it was really good. And I made me feel good to know that she was interested as well.
Amen. 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 And that's what it's about. Go right ahead, Pastor Crow, if you want to make any comments concerning Sister Charlotte's share that she was prompted by the Holy Spirit to share the gospel.
Well, I think in these closing days of grace, that's what we ought to be doing. And I go back to that word let. We ought to just let the Holy Spirit have his way in our life. And I'm going to tell you something. When he has his way in our life, we get a chance to share the word with others.
That's what I was doing, and I was enjoying it myself, sharing that devotional that has the word in it. You know, it's a daily devotional, and I was pleased that this young lady wanted to read it.
Yeah. And you know what? They got old saying in the church, when you do that, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because
that's
the
right.
Your objective is to keep us from him.
She was in at work, and she was playing music, and the music was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I said, oh, praise the Lord. She's
praise
a Christian.
God.
So that's why I decided to share this daily devotional with her, because I knew she'd enjoy it. And she said she's been reading it, and she's been enjoying it. So I'm glad to hear that, too.
Yes, amen.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte, for sharing that moment in. And we appreciate you tuning in tonight and listening to the program. And I'm so grateful that you stayed throughout the duration. And is there anyone else that would love to give a question or share a moment to Pastor Crow? Please chime in at this time.
Okay, let me make a statement to clear up something, okay?
In case a person wants to know
what a radio station is, it's Blog, B-L-O-G, Talk Radio, one word, Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
.com/KSK. And all they got to do is KSK. And the phone number is 347-850-8955.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Brother Hunter. I'll make sure that they get that down. And it's blogtalkradio.com/KASK. KAS. BLOG Talk Radio, all one word. .com/ that little slash, and then it's KASK. Is that correct,
right.
Brother Hunter?
That's correct. And the phone
and
number,
the phone
they can
number,
read it anywhere.
The phone number is 347-850-8955. So share that with others within your community and others that you're ministering to or trying to share the gospel, because I tell you there is a lot of good word on this link that we're sharing with you. So is there anyone else that would like to has a question for Pastor Crow? You speak up at this time or chime in, and I will acknowledge you. Now, don't be afraid, because, again, this is a moment to help us minister to those who are listening on the line. So just as Sister Charlotte shared a moment with her in spreading the gospel to someone on her job, these are the works of the Holy Spirit that live within inside us, that prompt us to do what we know is right. So.
Yeah.
Again, we don't want to not ask a question, because your question may help so many others that are listening tonight. And if not, then we are going to continue in our program and move toward closing out the program. And, again, Pastor Crow, I did make note. And is there anyone, until someone wants to ask a question, I'm going to ask this question.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone that wants to ask a question before I move
God bless.
Forward?
This is Prophet. Amen. Sister Coordinator. This is Prophet Ashonda. God bless everyone. I do have a
yes.
question.
Go
Amen.
Right ahead.
I'm driving, so I had my phone on mute because I didn't want any background noise. But, you know, last week it was so meaty. You know, we were talking about the Holy Spirit, and we can't move and operate without the Holy Spirit. But my question tonight is speaking in tongues one of the evidence of having the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Crook.
Okay. Well, that is a gift of the Spirit. And we thank God for all the gifts of the Spirit. And the Bible gives us verses and helps us understand nobody should be jealous of another person because of the gift that God has given to them. And I believe that speaking in tongues is a fruit of the Spirit. And those that are blessed with that gift ought to use it for the glory of God. And it's one of the gifts. There are many other gifts. Some people sing, some people teach. But whatever gift we have, we ought to use it for his glory.
Amen. Thank you so much. Shauna, did you have one other? Or?
Yeah, but I understand that it's a gift, but is it not evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit?
It is evident of the Holy Spirit because, again, the speaking in tongue, if we keep what we spoke on last mm-hmm. week, it's not mm-hmm. really us, it's him. And not so much what we can do with our tongue, but what he does through our tongue. So, of course, it's all about him. It's not about us. It's about him. And if a person can sing, it's him in the singing. If a person can preach, it's him in the preaching. If a person speaking in tongue, it's him in the tongue. So it's not about us. It's about him. And he has blessed us all with different gifts. And that is a sign of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said.
Amen. Let me
Amen.
Ask one more question to that.
Okay. And then,
If we do not have the evidence of speaking in tongues, do we not have the Holy Spirit?
Well, if you say we don't have the evidence of speaking in tongues, are you saying if a person does not speak in tongues, do we still have the Holy Spirit? Is that the question?
That's my question.
Yeah, because the main thing is the baptizing of the Holy Spirit. The physical baptism is just a outward expression of an inward belief. But the real baptism is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And that's not, I think the question is, if a person doesn't speak in tongues, that does not mean that he does not have the Holy Spirit in his life. Because as stated earlier, speaking in tongues is a gift of the Spirit as well as other gifts.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Shonda, for those questions. I appreciate you sharing those questions. I hope that clears some things up for others that are listening tonight that may have had some uncertainties about with what Sister Shonda had asked. So I thank you again for calling in and listening to the program. I know you were driving. But I hope that this helped you with what Pastor Crow answered. Is there anyone else? If not, we're going to move right into the close of our program since it's coming up on that 9 o'clock hour. And if you do have time to, we may have a few minutes. Brother Hunter, how are we on our time?
You got approximately 5 minutes.
All right. Well, than 5 minutes we have, and I want to take a minute to see if there's anyone else. If not, then we're going to close out this awesome program that we've had learning about pre-existence, coexistence, and self-existence of the Holy Spirit. And is there anyone else? Just please chime in at this moment so that we can acknowledge you and so that others can be blessed by your question and an answer from Pastor Crow. Okay, if not, then we're going to press forward, Brother Crow, and I really, again, appreciate you spending time with us tonight and with others and hearing from you through the Holy Spirit, should I say, from the Holy Spirit through you. This is very good meat, and it was rich for the soul, and it was delightful. Pastor Crow, do you have any closing comments that you may want to share with those who are listening?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Brother Hunter, and I want to thank Holy Spirit and you for allowing me this opportunity. And I dare not close without making one more plea that there might be someone in our listening audience that don't know Jesus Christ. You do not have a relationship. You've heard about it, but you don't know him in the pardon of your sin. You don't know him in a relationship. You're going through some things. You got your up days, your down days, you're confused, there's an emptiness in your life. Myself, along with other believers, all we're trying to do is present Christ to you so that he can come into your life and do for you what he did for us. And all we were trying to say tonight is that if in every man without Christ, how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how educated you are, if you don't have Christ in your life has a spiritual formlessness in your life. And there's a spiritual voidness in your life. And then there's a spiritual darkness in your life. And all we're trying to do is tell you that Jesus is the light of the world. And we just want to share that with you. If he can do it for us, he can do it for you.
Amen.
We're not perfect, but him in us is perfect.
Makes us perfect. Amen.
And what you're going through, you don't have to go through it by yourself. There is someone that can bear your burdens for you. And his name is Jesus. And that's all we're trying
Amen.
To do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you again, Brother Crow. I tell you, we will have you back. Next Thursday, we will be back on the air, and we will continue in our study concerning the Holy Spirit. Next Thursday, I want to look at the fruit of the Spirit and do a self-evaluation of ourselves, those who claim to be Christ followers. And then if you know that you are a Christ follower, then you do possess the fruit of the Spirit. And look at the person in the mirror and allow God, through the Holy Spirit, work that fruit out of us so that it would be a blessing to those who do not know Jesus for themselves. So we will be looking at that on next Thursday. And again, this is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And we will meet again at the same table at the same time for dinner to receive good food for the soul. The grass withers and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God remains forever. Good night, and
Amen.
Thank you, and God bless.
Amen.
And
Amen.
This ends the program for Mission from the Heart Radio.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, to those of you who are still listening,
have another show getting ready to come on. If you want to stay on, you can. We'll miss you, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.